One day, we'll all be resurrected. There's a sense, of course, in which we've all been raised already. We're no longer in the depths of sin. When we identified with Christ in baptism, God raised us from our spiritual graves. We were dead and now we're alive, the Bible tells us. So there's a resurrection that's already taken place. We were lost and now we're found. There's a resurrection back to a right relationship with God that we had as little babies and little children. But the resurrection isn't finished yet. There's still times when my body aches. There's times, I'm sure, when your body aches, when our heads hurt. I think that's what Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 2, when he says, in this we groan. Are you a groaner when you're not feeling good? You roll over, sure we are. And when we're in sin, we look at ourselves and we groan. And we all struggle with sin far more than we wished we would, far more than we should. I don't know about you, I look around and I see a messed up world. I mean, it's messed up. And that can be very discouraging. Or you can look at that messed up world and be reminded there's a resurrection coming. There's a bigger resurrection, a complete resurrection, a final resurrection, an irrevocable resurrection that's coming. I think that's what Paul was talking about in Philippians 3 and verse number 11. When he said, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, any means I might. Now he was saved, of course, but he knew all too well. God's still working on him, and he's still working on you, and he's still working on me. Paul had a clear future focus. He was excited about what Christ had done for him, about what the Lord was doing in him, but he couldn't wait. For what laid ahead. Couldn't wait. Maybe we need that reminder. You know, this life can get pretty stressful, pretty tense, get pretty difficult. Feel like we're almost being swallowed up by our demands and by pressure and by stress. And we need to pause for just a minute and look ahead. Just look ahead. Because if we're looking right here, it can be pretty dark. But if we can look out, and we can see out there. And that daily grind's still going to be there. You still have sheets that wrinkle and you don't get them out in time. You still have a report that you put it all together and then you look at it and say, what was I thinking? I got to redo this whole thing. You still have projects that don't work just right. But for now, for the rest of the evening, don't think about all those things. They'll still be there tomorrow. Whether you think about them tonight or not, but you'll be much better able to handle them if you'll think about the future resurrection. I'm not saying they won't pop into your heads. Sure they will. You say, no, I'm not going to focus on that tonight. Jesus promised me he was coming back to this world, and he's going to take you where he wants you. This daily grind isn't all there is. Because, folks, that's where you want to be, too, I know. I know. Now, he's already saved us from all our past sins. And he's given us what he calls a down payment of the Holy Spirit. But, you know, with all down payments, that's just a little taste of what you're going to get. That's not the whole thing. There's a resurrection coming. He's going to change this old, aching body into an incorruptible one. One that doesn't hurt. One that doesn't moan and groan or age. He'll redeem this world from all its corruption, from all its decay. And he's going to create a new dwelling place for all his people. And he'll take away every vestige of sin, every remembrance of sin, any draw of sin. Just remember, we will, by his grace, attain the resurrection from the dead. It's there. That's what gives Christians a different perspective from the folks around us that don't know Christ. They look at this world and say, oh man, this is tough. Don't know how I'm going to make it. And we look at this world, or we should look at this world. We need to look at this world and say, this is just this world, just for a little while. I want to go to heaven. These aches and pains are going to be gone. The sadness, the discouragement, the frustrations, they're all going to be gone because there's a resurrection coming. One for you and one for me. Are you ready? I mean, are you ready? Jesus said he's coming back. Are you ready? You know whether you are or not. Oh, we like to say, you know, well, I don't know, we'll have to see. No, we won't. You know right now, if you're honest with yourself. You know right now, if there's a trumpet blast that knocks us off our seats, and a voice that rings in our ears, and angels in flaming fire, come before I'm done tonight. Will he come to take vengeance, or will he be coming to take you in his arms and take you home? You know. I know. Are you ready for that resurrection? Because Jesus certainly wants to do it. And every Christian is longing for that to happen. That's why John said, come, Lord Jesus, at the end of the Bible, in Revelation. Come quickly, he said. The resurrection's coming. Can we help you get ready? Give us that opportunity if you have that need. And do it right now, while we stand and while we sing.